Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, let's get back into an 11 o'clock hour Hump Day edition. Hump, hump, hump here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out with Zach Cantrell. I am Louis Rabot at Radio Louis on Twitter. You can find the station at ESPN 680 as well. Make sure you get involved with the show. 437-9680 on our UPS Jobs text line. Coming down from Jennifer Hoffman at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. You're a rock star. Thank you for your enthusiasm for our mission to get more mentors for our young people. From Jennifer. That's not a sell. It's not. I really do think the Big Brothers Big Sisters program is fantastic, and I was ramped up to hear Jay Davis talk about it. It really did change that part of it for me. Texter is pretty quiet this morning as far as speculation. This is my, but my gut is this, coming from a texter. Yes, Josh Schertz signed some type of agreement with St. Louis. He did this after having Dusty May tell him he was taking the Louisville job. So far, on track, and I agree with the texter. Then May changed his mind, opening Louisville back up. Also agree with the texter. My feelings are that they are working to get Schertz out of that agreement, and I myself believe that that has already happened. Schertz will be our next coach. But for now, he's playing it so it won't be announced until he's out of the NIT. If it were Pitino, they would be having a press conference soon. Rumor mill would be saying the board of directors are meeting to finalize the agreement, so on and so forth. Schertz will be named the head coach, in my opinion, coming down from our guy, Ron. I don't know that I disagree with any part of that. I think that's a reasonable way to look at the entirety of the situation and come to the conclusion. And God bless you. I mean, if that ends up being the guy that ends up here, hopefully he's able to harness all of the facilities and money and all the things that happen here and make it look the Louisville basketball that we're used to, frankly, from 10 years ago, whatever you want to say, five, six years ago, frankly. All right, mustard time. Let's go.
Get out your mustard, kids. It's time for bologna or salami.
Tradition unlike any other, the cold cuts on a Wednesday here on Rabot & Co., and we got no shortage of things to get into. Let's go ahead and start with the obvious one. Louisville will have a coach in place by this time next week. Bologna or salami?
All right. Great follow-up to the last text I just read. Because the NIT's final is what?
I believe it's some next week. Might be Saturday.
They just qualified for the finals, right? Or for the semifinals, right?
Right.
And so the NIT scores. Let's go ahead and look. If it's possibly Schertz. So they beat Cincinnati by 4 last night. They have not scheduled the next games because tonight are the other games. Seton Hall hosting UNLV, Utah hosting Virginia. Commonwealth, if you were wondering who is left in the NIT, because of course you are. I'll go ahead and say, man, this time next week, next Wednesday, to not have a coach.
So the NIT championship is April 4th, by the way.
So you're asking if before the NIT championship, will they have a coach?
By this time next week.
Ah. Do I have to do this for another week? Do I have to talk Bob Huggins on Jerry Eves' show for another week?
Don't act like you didn't enjoy that first segment.
Oh, I loved it. Listen, before the show, I'm talking to Rummage and my nipples started getting hard. This is what it is, people. I love it. Anyways. Oh. All right, I'll go salami. I think something's going to break down and they'll have a guy by next week. Yes.
I'm going bologna. Oh, I don't think they will. I think we're doing this for a whole nother week.
Why did I sign up for this?
That's our destiny, isn't it?
We
have to talk about coaching search. We've been talking.
And nothing in Louisville basketball right now is easy.
No.
Nothing.
We've talked
totally
coaching
right
search for 4 months now. I mean, we're probably going to end up doing this for enough. We've been doing this since what, the start of the season? Because I think none of us anticipated that Kenny Payne was going to be successful last year and that he was going to keep his job beyond last year. So we've been doing full-on coaching search for almost a year now. And I don't understand how they weren't prepared for this. This should have been something that they were in lockstep, ready to go. As soon as Kenny Payne got fired and they had to honor that in March or whatever the case may be, they should have had somebody lined up. I don't know what backdoor conversations were had or weren't had, but this is not a great look for Josh Hurd right now. Let's just call it what it is. All your candidates, everybody that you've been out in front for, you've struck out.
Yeah.
This is a job that is supposed to be one of the six or seven best jobs in the country, and we're talking about the Indiana State coach, we're talking about the Charleston coach, we're talking about guys that are good coaches, but this is supposed to be Louisville. Yep. This is supposed to be a big deal.
I get it.
Like, what are we doing, Josh Hurd? Yep. Like, this should not have surprised you in any way that you were going to be doing a coaching search. Did you just procrastinate and wait until you fired Kenny Payne? That's when the search got started? I don't know. That's why I'm not convinced that they're going to have a guy by this time next week.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just not.
I don't know that there's a definitive answer to that question, which is why it's perfect for this segment. Blow your slimy question two.
All right, so the Sweet 16 starts tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Top two seed will lose in the Sweet 16. Either a one seed or a two seed will lose in the Sweet 16, at least one.
Fantastic question.
Thank you.
Man, oh, man. All right, so I have UConn winning.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Duke is way more interesting than I think people want to admit.
I think Houston wins that game.
I agree with you. Would you be stunned if Duke won the game? I'm using the word stunned.
Surprised, yes. Stunned, no.
I mean, they won by 17 and then by almost 40 against James Madison.
True.
So they are playing the way that you would want a team to play going into the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the maybe pile. I do not have NC State beating Marquette.
Nope.
Illinois can absolutely beat Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
North Carolina, Alabama.
Alabama can outscore North Carolina.
Yeah. That game's going to be in the 90s.
If another team is playing really well right now, it's Gonzaga, man. And I get it. I get it. I get it. We don't want to do the Gonzaga thing. I know there's a weird, thing about Gonzaga. They can absolutely beat Purdue.
Yeah.
They can absolutely beat
Purdue. I agree.
Clemson, I don't think, has enough for Arizona.
Mm-mm.
But Arizona's also crapped out in the tournament.
Yeah.
Tennessee's crapped out against Creighton. Okay, you know what? I got Creighton, Tennessee. I'm going to go Salami because I think Creighton beats Tennessee.
Yeah, I think at least one top two seed loses because I could see
By the way, I just went through those games.
Yeah.
And my nipples got hard again because they're awesome.
Who's the most likely one seed to lose, you think? I think it's probably Purdue.
North Carolina.
You think Alabama
just
could beat
because that's going to be a scoring game, and if they happen to be off on their shooting, then Alabama can win that game.
I think Gonzaga is probably the best matchup. For the record, I have all four one seeds winning.
Okay, in your actual bracket?
Yes. I have all of them in the Elite Eight.
Let me look at mine. Because I know I have UConn winning. I have Houston winning. Do I have Purdue winning? I have Purdue winning that game. Yes.
I have two seeds losing.
I'll have to go look at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
I have two seeds losing. I have Illinois beating Iowa State,
yep.
And I've got Creighton beating Tennessee. I don't trust
Tennessee.
That one
as well.
Creighton has been playing great. That's one of the best offensive teams in the country. You've got the veteran experience with Baylor Shireman. You've got a great backcourt with Stephen Ashcroft. I think they're going to knock off Tennessee, and I really like how Illinois is playing right now with Terrence Shannon leading the way. I think they go beat Iowa State, so I'm saying Salami. I think top two seeds lose. It would not surprise me if one of the one seeds lost. If North Carolina lost or if Purdue lost, that would not surprise me. Mm. Houston would surprise me a bit. UConn losing to San Diego State, I think, would probably be the most
surprising
possible outcome.
Sweet 16.
They just played in the national title game last year, and UConn handled them pretty easily. And I think this UConn team is probably better than the UConn team that won the national title last year. So I would be stunned if they lost that game, as well as San Diego State's playing. By the way, they dominated Yale. That's a good program now. That's an established program. That's not they made one great run last year. And, you know, the Mountain West, as we know, doesn't typically fare that well in the tournament. They're the exemption. With that, but no, I don't think they can. I don't think they beat UConn. They beat the number one overall seed last year. I don't think it happens 2 years in a row.
All right. Question the third.
All right. So John Calipari, will he coach in another Final Four? Forget whether he'll win another national championship. Will he coach in another Final Four, whether it's at Kentucky or somewhere else?
All right. So for Bologna Salami purposes, we have to say Bologna or Salami. John Calipari
will coach
in another Final Four.
That's right.
I will go Bologna. We're just too far down that rabbit hole. I opened the show on Friday saying that the question to me isn't, should Cal be the coach much longer at Kentucky? The answer is no. But I talk about this a lot on the show. Empires end. His empire is in the full decline mode right now. And so, no, he will not. Baloney for that one. He will never coach in the Final Four.
I agree with you. I don't think he's coaching another Final Four. I think it's too far gone at Kentucky. I think they've gone as far as they're going to go. You win 61% of your games in 5 years. Why am all of a sudden am I going to have confidence that you're turning
you're
it around?
Four in a row?
Yeah.
Against good teams?
Yeah. They won four in a row, I think, like once or twice, maybe
twice
all season.
Twice
yeah, because they had won seven of their last eight in the regular season. They had a nice little win streak back in December.
Yep.
But you got to win four in a row against quality teams.
Against quality.
John Calipari, by the way, do you know the last time he beat a team seeded higher than him in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, God. This is going to make me sad. Like 13?
14.
Oh!
They beat Wisconsin in the Final Four. They were 8 seed. Wisconsin was a 2. That's it.
Wow.
2014. Last time he beat a team seeded higher.
Really an ideal.
And that doesn't signal everything because Duke hasn't beaten a higher seeded team in a really long time, but that's because Duke has either been a 1 or a 2 seed, so you can kind of that stat can lie a little bit, but I mean, you look at Calipari's tournament success or lack thereof. I mean, those first 5 years are great, the next 5 years not so great. The last 5 years just
not good.
By Kentucky standards, it's terrible.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Right. You lose 2 out of 3 against a 15 seed and a 14 seed. That's not good enough. I have no confidence Calipari is getting back to another Final Four. I really don't.
All right. Question the fourth.
So the NFL has decided to play 2 games on Christmas, even though it's on a Wednesday this year, which is a little bit surprising, I think, to a lot of people, but to me, not so much. The NFL playing 2 games on Christmas is a good idea. Bologna or salami?
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay. I have 2 parts of this. Salami playing on Christmas.
Of course.
Bologna playing on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I have to choose between those 2 thoughts because it's already the case that Thursday night football hasn't been great for several years as far as the quality of the game, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So sandwiching in these kinds of games in football, it's such a... What is the term I want here? It's such a deviation from what the historical way of playing football is. Giving guys a day off and then 2 days to prep for a game is not usual.
No.
It's not usual. And I find that part because I get told that people care about head injuries, Zach.
You think. That's what they say.
But they don't.
No.
At all. Now, do the guys get byes before and after this game? Then I'll listen to it. Then I'm down. I'm 100% in. But if they don't get byes before and after, bleep off.
What if they just have
if you play 2 games in 4 days?
What if they play on Thursday?
And that's a different thing, because Thursday's part of the fabric of playing in the NFL. Lions
Thursday
every year,
to Wednesday is fine.
Oh, if they go Thursday to Wednesday? Yes. Sorry. Misunderstood your question. Yes. That one would be fine. You give people 6 days off. That happens all the time. You play Monday night, you play Sunday.
You could go Saturday to Wednesday because they play usually a triple header on Saturday. So Saturday, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday.
Yeah, because college football has moved out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 1 day different.
It's like
than,
Sunday to Thursday. It's the exact same time frame.
You're talking me into it. I'll go salami then.
Yeah, I'm saying it's salami. I don't think it's anything all that different.
That sucks for the NBA because they own that day for a while.
They did. They don't now.
But they screwed
it's
it
the NFL's day.
That's right.
30 million people watched the Raiders-Chiefs game last year.
Yep.
25 million people watched the Ravens 49ers. The Raiders-Chiefs. Which the Raiders won, which was the Chiefs' last loss
point.
Of the season.
That's a great point.
That was their last loss, and then they went on and won the Super Bowl. Look, the NFL and Christmas is an institution now. And I know people love Christmas Day and everything. They love spending time with their families. But you know what a lot of families like to do? They like to sit around and watch football. And by the time Christmas morning is over and everything, all the Christmas festivities are over. The presents are all wrapped up. You're going to have your dinner and everything. It's just another day. So why not just have football? I mean, it was common sense. This should have been done a long time ago. But this is a deviation for the NFL because they always play games on Christmas when it is a day that the NFL always plays. Like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever the case
or
may
Thursday.
Be. Wednesday is not a day that they typically play. They have
Correct.
Before. I remember the season opener in 2012 happened on a Wednesday because they didn't want to go up against Barack Obama's speech. I think the Ravens and Steelers played a Wednesday game because of COVID. Like, this stuff has happened before, but it's very rare that they schedule games for Wednesday.
I forgot about the Barack Obama 2012 speech, and Zach, you need hobbies.
I do need hobbies.
By the way, Texter, because of the ability to gamble on my phone, I enjoyed Thursday Night Football this past year. You know what?
That's why a lot of people enjoy the NFL.
Right. No, the Texter's totally right. It's okay. I need to shut the hell up about it. Go ahead.
I'm all for NFL games being played on Christmas every single year. I don't care what day it is.
I'm not offended by that at all because it is part of the fabric of what we do in this country on holidays. Like baseball uses July 4th.
Yes.
You know, the NFL has used Thanksgiving for years. college football the day after Thanksgiving has used that day for years.
Forever.
That's what we do.
And the NFL's using Black Friday now, too.
Yes. And
so it's not a big deal anymore.
That's exactly right. And so, no.
Sports get played on holidays. That's the way it is.
And people are sitting around doing nothing anyway. They're starting to go to the movies.
Yeah. What do you really...
By the way, if I'm a movie theater, that's what I do. I find out if I'm allowed to play NFL games on Christmas Day at my movie theater.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I try to do.
But what are you doing after Christmas morning, after all the festivities are over? It's just...
The Chinese restaurants are open and they're crushing.
Yes.
That's the point, yes.
So just sit around and watch football. It's not a big deal. All right.
Last question.
So Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million to play in the Big Three as opposed to going to the WNBA. Ice Cube made that offer well known today. It got leaked. He didn't want it to be known until after Iowa's tournament run was over, and it almost got ruined the other day against West Virginia. That was a much hairier game than I think a lot of people expected.
It was a very ugly game.
Especially with the free throw disparity and everything. Bologna or salami, Caitlin Clark should take the $5 million, play in the Big Three, and eschew the WNBA.
Salami. If she wants to make $70,000 in the WNBA in 5 years, she can do that.
Yeah.
Take the money right now. That is not even close. It's not close to me. This is not a debatable point at all.
No.
Hey, Zach, who's the all-time leading rebounder in WNBA history?
Lisa Leslie?
You know everything about sports. You remember the freaking, I almost cussed, the Barack Obama speech from 2012 moving a football game to a Wednesday.
The only reason I remember is because they put it out on my graphic yesterday.
I get it. But, Zach, NFL, yes, play at midnight New Year's Eve. No one else is doing anything that night.
No, play college football on New Year's Eve.
I agree with that. Look.
Get it right, people. football, yes.
This is a great text. I'll open the 11:20 segment with that.
Okay.
To me, it's not only salami. This is the most salami a question's ever been for this segment, and we've been doing it for a year and a half.
Yes.
Like, to me, it is the no-brainer. Cash in while you are young if you can cash in while you're young. Literally, that is generational money when you're in your early 20s. Because you can literally just be smart with it at all. I just... Push the WNBA aside for 5 years if you can get that much money, man. Just do it.
Well, here's the thing. Do people watch the WNBA? Not really. Do people watch the Big Three? Not really. So if people are going to not watch regardless, why not just take $5 million? This isn't the same thing as like playing LIV golf instead of PGA Tour golf because you're financially well off either way. I mean, LIV is more of a guaranteed thing and they're paying $500 million out the wazoo and everything as opposed to the PGA Tour. But there's a lot more attention on the PGA Tour. So... It's not the same thing. You take the $5 million from the Big Three. Look, and this has happened before with the Big Three. Nancy Lieberman. You know Nancy Lieberman, one of the iconic names in women's basketball history? She was a head coach of a men's team in the Big Three, and they won the league championship in their first year. Lisa Leslie is one of the big prominent features in the Big Three, and she's a woman. And so the women have been actively involved in Big Three basketball.
And effective.
Very effective. They're not props.
Shooting in a 3-on-3 game like that matters in an incredible way.
Yes.
Her release is quick. She's gonna be great in there.
She is gonna be absolutely fantastic in the Big Three. And she's gonna make more money in the Big Three. Go ahead.
I saw this the other day. Our Olympic 3-on-3 team is like Jimmer Fredette and three other small time guys. That's who I want.
Yes.
If we're trying to win a gold medal for America, give me Jimmer Fredette just bombing on people.
Well, I'd take Steph Curry over everybody, but
he's not available.
Yeah, he's not. But no,
Jimmer Fredette is available.
Caitlin Clark should be available. Have that conversation.
She should be on the women's team.
Absolutely. No, put her on the men's team. I don't care.
I don't think she's in the Olympics.
Oh yeah. So her salary is capped.
They actually segregate men and women.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah.
So
a whole thing.
In the WNBA, their salary is capped at $76,000 for rookies. You're telling me that's a hard conversation between $76,000 to play in the WNBA versus $5 million to play in the Big Three? It's not even close. Caitlin Clark should absolutely take the money, run, and be happy about it. She's got her endorsement money, and she's probably going to better competition.
The only thing I would say is if Nike comes to her and says, "Whoa, we need you in the WNBA."
Nobody needs anybody in the WNBA. Let's be real.
I don't know. I just don't know. If they came to her and said that, and it erased... potential decade of Nike money.
Yes.
Then maybe you talk about it that way. But at this point, this is the most salami I've ever heard. If someone offers you $5 million to play 3-on-3 basketball,
you take
the freaking money when the other option is less than $250,000.
Yes.
Period.
No doubt about it. That was easy.
This one's the easiest one.
Easy.
And I'm not trying to pick on you at all, by the way. It's a good question.
It had to be asked
is right. And this is not a distraction, by the way. Her whole life is a distraction right now.
Yes.
She's just a constant distraction. So, no, this isn't any worse than anything else that's been going on with them. So, there you go.
That's
all right, good job, Zach. Appreciate it. Texter, are we going to call it the shirt's hearse? I hope so. Texter, movie theater showing football on Christmas. Jack Grossman and the tribe would be livid, man. That's holy ground for his people. I'm telling you, it would work. I'm telling you, it would work. Literally, I think if you just said, hey, come watch, I don't know, pick a team, the Colts, the Ravens, whatever.
Yeah.
$25, unlimited soft drinks, and unlimited popcorn, I think people would show up like in droves.
Easy. No doubt about
$25.
No question.
And you would bank on that. Texter, we're dangerously close to not caring who the next coach is. It's not cool. Go Cards. Man, I'm with you, man.
I saw Texter said Christmas Story on 24 Hours on Christmas Day. Christmas Story is a fantastic Christmas movie. It might be the best Christmas movie ever. I always watch it on Christmas Eve, the night before. As soon as TBS and TNT start showing it, that's when you watch it.
Yeah. Was that 9 to 9 they do that, or 7 to 7, like that?
Yeah, it's like 9 and 8 to 10.
8 to 8 or something.
Yeah, 24 hours.
It's on our TV for 6-8 hours on Christmas.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No question.
It doesn't matter how many times you watch it.
You just kind of smile and it is.
Yeah, doesn't matter how many times you watch it. It's great.
We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. On Rabeau and Co. Got plenty more to get into. I love the Shohei Ohtani stuff. It makes me just so happy. Gonzaga's already getting dudes out of the portal, and good dudes. And why Dusty May picked Michigan? I want to talk about it because I think it is interesting for the future of the programs down here as well. We'll do all of it next. Rabeau and Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
ESPN 680-1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
This might be the most remade song of all time. I'm not kidding. I think there are 15 covers of this song. That's Cheap Trick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what Cheap Trick also did, right?
I mean...
Television-wise. They wrote a theme for a show. You know what show?
Oh, man.
They sang it.
That 70 Show?
The 70 Show.
How about that?
They sang the 70 Show song.
That's fantastic.
There you go. Good pull.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
It is one of the most remade songs, and by the way, it's kind of appropriate for Louisville. They just want people to want them.
No question. Letters to Cleo, though, remade that song in the late 90s when I was finishing up high school, and they included it in a movie called 10 Things I Hate About You, which was a play on the Taming of the Shrew, right?
That's right.
And it's one of those movies... It's something that everyone's convinced of. The high school movies when they were in high school are the best ones.
Of course.
Right? So, you know, I'm American Pie and that movie and, you know, other stuff. And I'm like, oh, that was the golden age. And then everyone else has their movies, that kind of stuff, you know. And so, no, that's one of my favorite things. What was the high school movie when you were in high school? 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. By the way, something I've never done, but I'm going to do it now. So we have lots of segment sponsors, and I love showcasing local businesses and that kind of stuff. I've never had a sponsor, Zach, in a year and a half for Bologna or Salami. And people love the segment a lot. They text in. They really do appreciate the segment. If you want to sponsor the segment, 437-9680 or Louis R. at ESPNLouisville.com. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Louis DM. I'd love to have you on. I think you'd be surprised how affordable it is to get into radio advertising. All right. So
yeah. Oh, by the way, the NFL said that the teams that are playing on Christmas
will play Saturday. I just got this text, too. Yeah, so let's go through this. And this is a guy who hangs out with the show. Appreciate him very much. 437-9680 on our UPS Jobs text line. Matchups for the games, which will include teams that played on the previous Saturday to account for the recovery window, have not been determined. So
It's the same as going from Sunday to Thursday. So it's not a big deal.
Correct. Yep. Texture, how old is Dirt in 40 years ago? Breakfast Club was outstanding. Yeah, there you go. Dirt's pretty old, buddy. Texture. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is from a Tim Sullivan tweet. How about that? Adam Zagoria also saying that he's going to be staying at New Mexico. No longer in the mix at Louisville is Richard Pitino. Texter, St. Louis Post-Dispatch quotes a St. Louis U source regarding its attempt to hire Indiana State's Josh Hertz. If everyone sticks to their commitments, we should be all good. I strongly trust that's where we'll land, but nothing is promised. It's fascinating. American Graffiti coming down on the text line. Can you name the star of American Graffiti?
I cannot.
Really?
Not really. That's an old one.
Okay. Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Nothing?
Star Wars.
It's Harrison Ford, man.
Obvious. Yeah, Harrison Ford, Harrison Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher.
No, but Harrison Ford is in American Graffiti.
That's right.
That's his debut.
Yeah.
Or his major debut, I should say. Texter, I thought yesterday was the most resawed yesterday. Man, that's a lot of remade one. Yeah, Breakfast Club coming on the text line. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I think American Pie was my junior year of high school.
Oh, American Pie is fantastic.
Or my senior year.
That's a great one to have around there. Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one to have in the holster for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The one right before me was Green's in it. Seth Green. Damn it.
Austin Powers? No, I'm just kidding. He is in Austin Powers.
He is in Austin Powers. He's great in that movie, too.
Oh, Mike Myers playing, like, 10 different roles.
There was an era there. Varsity Blues coming out of Texas.
Varsity Blues, that's a good one.
Menace to Society, Friday. Those were both really good in the early 90s. There's a moment of those movies in a row of just the silly comedy movie.
Yeah.
The Sandler movies, that movie.
Well, then Seth Rogen had his movies.
Rogen had his movies Jen after Apatow. That. Around the time, too, the Hangover movies.
Superbad.
Woo! I am not on my
Pineapple game Express. Knocked Up.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
I was going for because my brain is not working. Ron Howard and Richard Dreyfuss coming down. Yeah, you're damn right they were in American Graffiti. That movie was loaded. Cindy Williams is in that movie. Charles Martin Smith's in that movie. Oh, yeah. She's all that coming down the text line. Oh, man. That's the one that was on the other day. My wife and I left it on for a minute. And just the, like, playing up that woman isn't attractive is just the worst premise in movie history. She's so obviously pretty, man. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Man, that's a good one, man. That's a good one.
Oh, I've seen Ferris.
Oh, Can't Hardly Wait. Thank you. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you. God bless America. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you saw Adam Zagoria. He officially.
I did.
Yeah.
Yep, so Pitino is out.
Yep.
For the search, that is from multiple people now, not just Trilly. And so,
boy, this search is just... What's the metaphor that you would use for this? Man.
I don't even know what to do.
Crash and burn seems too easy.
Yeah. Do you wonder if the Pitino stuff was floated by someone in the same way that Huggins is trying to float himself this morning?
Yeah.
Texter, Louie, am I the only person who thinks hiring Richard would be absolutely insane? No, the text line agrees with you.
Well, apparently Louisville has agreed with you because they're not going to.
Euro trip coming out of the text line. Man, that's after my time, but yeah.
Half-Baked. Have you ever seen Half-Baked?
Well, I've seen Half-Baked. That's a good one. That's a good one for sure. Texter, Can't Hardly Wait. It's Trip McNeely. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man.
I'm surprised.
It was a series, but what about... Oh, I'm not reading that. Come on.
I'm surprised. Okay, I'm about to look that. I'm surprised nobody said Step Brothers, but I guess that's my generation.
That is your generation.
Yes,
that's right.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
My generation.
Yeah. University movie was Animal House. I was at WKU late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, no, Animal House, man. That's fantastic. Suzanne Summers was the star of American Graffiti. Suzanne Summers was the star of many...
She was the star of a lot of things.
Yes. For good reason. Tannis would say, a handsome woman.
Oh, that you said it was a series. That's not even dirty. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Texter, I hated high school and don't remember much of it, but Dazed and Confused came out just after high school.
Dazed and Confused.
That's a good text, by the way. All of it set up very nicely for the punchline there. I appreciate you. A little before my time in high school, but Clueless was big. You know, the other one was, what's the one? She goes to Harvard for law school after graduating from UCLA. Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, yeah. Not a high school movie, but people really... Man, y'all, Boogie Nights was not a high school movie. Be better.
No, it's not a high school movie.
Be better. I mean, it's hilarious. And I love, by the way, in this era, she would have dominated. Heather Graham?
Yeah.
In the new era of just the kinds of scenes that are out now, Heather Graham would have dominated.
She was ahead of her time, as they say.
Way ahead of her time. She would have dominated in this era. Dominated. I can't read that one. Texter. My father unnecessarily told me I was conceived at a drive-in showing of American Graffiti. I know a lot about your mom. How about that? Texter, 16 candles. Oh, man, that's a good one. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, obviously.
Yeah,
both
of
those are absolute bangers. 100% 80s bangers, man. Mm-hmm. Texter, yes, the Richard Pitino rumor was started by someone else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Texter, so Drew and May have said no. Did Bob ruin any chance at shirts and Pitino was out? Who are we on to now? I honestly, Zach, we don't know, do we?
No.
Yeah.
We're just guessing. I'm appropriate. Yeah. I'm throwing my name out there. I'll take the job.
Texture, everybody jumping on and off the Titanic. I mean, oops, the U of L coaching search. Damn it.
Well,
Texture, U of L should hire the Penguin for Billy Madison. That sneaky Penguin.
Ooh,
I'll tell you what.
That Penguin, he would be a good coach.
She's the man coming down on the text line. That's not a bad movie, man.
No.
Texture, Porky's in 1981. That's a good one, too, dude. Old School came out your year. That's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good. Old School was great.
But like those high school movies, man. They just... Do they still make them? I really don't know because I'm out of that.
You get older, they stay the same.
No, that's... Essentially, yes. I'm just not going to see those movies, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not you can see those movies when you're in your 20s and
right.
Maybe early 30s. Not in your 40s. Yeah. That's kind of weird.
Roller Skate Girl coming down the... I'm telling you, in this era, she would dominate. She would dominate. I bet she looks good enough right now to go dominate anyway. Like, just go hire Heather Graham. I'm in. Like, just fantastic. Texter, how fun, Louis, how fun has this search been, though, from an entertainment aspect? I love reading posts from these goofballs who think they know everything. One of the things that a process like this exposes is who has access and who does not, and who is willing to simply say things to say things, as opposed to actually trying to dig in and figure out what's going on. It does do that.
You
that is real.
Mad Dog doing his boomer take about how the Eagles first
playing
game of the
Brazil
year
is bad.
No, no, no. Playing in Brazil is not bad. It's the fact that it's on Amazon.
Oh.
They don't like that. It's on a Friday night, too.
What a $60 million year old take.
Yeah.
$60 million year old take.
Just get Amazon Prime. It's
Molly
not that
Karam
hard.
Does not look bad today. I'm generally critical of her. She. Poof. Poof. All right.
How hard is it to get Peacock and Amazon Prime, people?
Yeah, just shut up. Or get the 1 week. Trial, yeah. If you don't have it. I mean, literally. Texter, Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. Texter, yeah. The Richard Pitino rumor is like his dad. Didn't last very long. Thank you.
There it is.
Texter, 1980s.
I was waiting for that.
Can't Buy Me Love. Thank you, Kevin. That's a good one, too, man. That's a good one, too. Texter, I kind of hope everyone keeps turning us down and goes all summer. It's almost funny how bad this thing keeps getting, but let's be the worst. Let's suck the most. Look, man. Does this show need to set a hard deadline of when we're going to stop talking about this?
Yes. What's yours?
I don't know.
What day is it today?
But I can't do...
It's March 27th.
Here's the only thing I don't want to do. Because we're at the time of year, Zach, where either I have to talk about everyone else's teams that aren't in this state, or I got to talk horse racing.
That's the thing. That, you know when we're setting the deadline?
Derby?
Derby. They haven't hired anybody by the Derby.
Derby!
They'll hire somebody
it's
Derby Week.
36 days from now.
If they hire somebody during Derby Week, my gosh. They would.
Oh, man.
What would we talk about here more? The Derby or Louisville's basketball?
Just hire the Bethaven coach.
Just hire the Bethaven coach.
The show's been up the academy, Caddyshack.
Can we just hire Molly Miller and be done with
high school movies for me. Project X, Superbad, and Breakfast Club. Those are
all Project X is another one. That's a college movie for me.
Superbad, man.
Superbad, yeah.
Underrated movie. It's so
not underrated in my book.
It's so silly. It's so good. Texter, my plan is working out. And we're going to get Abdul Rahim like I wanted all along. Look. We're getting to the point where you might have to go do that. And I think that guy can really freaking coach.
He took South Florida and got them into the top 25, and South Florida has no basketball history before him.
Plus, in a weird way, are they not like a royal family of basketball in this country now?
Yes.
Multiple guys in the NBA, multiple successful coaches. If we're talking about last name, Zach, it's not Pitino. I want to be really clear. But Abdul Rahim is one of those names in American basketball now.
Yep.
It's a weird thing to say, but yeah. Texter, the Bethaven coach just took his name out of the running. Oh, come on! Oh, I have to learn about that on the text line? Oh, what a bad day.
Man.
Come on. Damn it, Texter. You know what? I'm blocking you. You're done. You're done forever. You understand that? That's not where I wanted to learn that. Texter, also, if Kelce is hired, we go 4-28. He deserves another year. That's a good text. It's a good text, man. Texter, will all those approaching their 4 hours of medical attention. Yeah, we're getting there, buddy. Texter, Matthew Mitchell is available. Texter, let's hire Miller and Gatewood from Evangel. They took a class of 37 to the promised land. They proved they can win big in Rupp as well. That's a great text. That's a great text. Texter, get Fran Drescher as a bridge. Brad Dutcher, excuse me, as a bridge coach for 2 or 3 years. I can't do bridge coach talk.
No.
Because it's Louisville basketball. Boy, we're zooming in on that.
Shouldn't the bologna or salami have been what happens first? We crown an NCAA champion or Louisville gets a basketball coach?
That's not a bad one. So it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one.
No, what they'll do is they'll hire their coach the Monday night of the championship game.
There you go. All right, well.
The deadline is Derby week.
There you go.
That's set.
I do want to thank Matzah Pie. They're going to bring lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios. It really is good pizza, people. And if you haven't tried it, I think it's one of those spots where if you are looking for the pizza spots in this town, check them out in Anchorage. Check them out in the Highlands. Even in Butchertown, they got the 1020 craft brews. Really, really good pizza. The focaccia bread, the cookies, the salads, everything there really good. The other thing I wanted to mention is we are going to get into horse racing on Friday at 10:20. We'll preview the Florida Derby, which is the, not even a question, the most successful breeding ground for winners of the Kentucky Derby. Tomorrow night, Mike and I are going to talk with Matt Dinnerman. He's the track announcer at Oaklawn Park. Then on Friday on the Kentucky Racing Spotlight, couple of announcements over at Churchill Downs about the upcoming Churchill meet and then the upcoming Ellis meet. And I want to talk about those as well when we get into it. That'll probably be on Monday, but make sure you're tuned in Friday at 6 o'clock for that as well. Let's take a break here. We'll do a quick segment to close the show. Bobby V After Us Roundtable at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6 here on ESPN 680 105.7. A reminder, starting tomorrow, we do have the Sweet 16 covered for you starting at 7. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, and Illinois. Iowa State will have all of those games. They'll be on 680 105.7 starting right away. We'll simulcast both starting at 9:45. Same thing on Friday, essentially, following the Kentucky Racing Spotlight. We'll go straight out to the Sweet 16. That's Marquette, Purdue, Houston, and Tennessee taking on Creighton, Duke, Gonzaga, and NC State. One more segment. Time to go home here on Rabot & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Texter, I just hope the coaching hire news breaks at 10:01 so Dieter explodes. Yeah, that would set off Mount Dieter for sure. Texter is asking about a lot of former coaches, Kevin Willard, David Padgett. Can you find the Lachlan McLean, David Padgett didn't do a good job sound? Because it's so shows where the standard of the program was when he was the coach here. Texter, since everyone is saying no, do we know if there's still an Uber driver named Andre McGee? Some other ones came down here. These are great. Texter, Samuel L. says Coach Carter is no longer interested. Texter, were they in the mix because we the fans put them in the mix? seriously, we don't know who Josh is talking to. We might just be sitting on something, and it's someone who's still alive in the NCAA or the NIT. Everyone needs to chill. That's coming from Ron. And Ron sent the insightful one earlier about you know, the quiet nature of the speculation this morning. I think that you could be right there, Ron, but I do think I think they thought they had May as the backup, and it just he really threw a wrench in this. Really, really did. All right, go ahead and play the lock sound from back in the day. This is fantastic.
You can be a good person and be not good at what you do. Too many times, Padgett's a great person. He's got composure and dignity and class and
grace,
respect.
Grace.
All those things are true. That doesn't mean he did a good job this year. I'm so sorry that I have to say that. Maybe you can't hear me, so I'll go shadow producer. He didn't do a good job this year. They lost 6 home games. They lost 14 games. Their best win of the year was Middle Tennessee. He didn't do a good job. I'm sorry.
Only 6 home games, U of L fans say? I'm kidding. Ugh, those were the days.
Wait, they won some home games?
Yeah. No, that year was frustrating for the fans because they had, I mean, they had dudes. They had dudes. And it showed. I mean, it showed that that step down from coaching really does matter in college basketball. It was a nice reminder of that, frankly. So,
grace. Gratitude.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Let's start there. I wanted to pull up Louisville's schedule to see how many home games they lost, but it's
all a blur, isn't it?
It's all a blur, is right. Lost to NC State. They lost to Duke. They lost to Virginia. They lost to Notre Dame. They lost to Syracuse. They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost to Boston College. They lost to North Carolina State. They lost to who else?
Arkansas State. Did you say them?
Chattanooga. Forgot about that one.
The Mocs. Great one.
Arkansas State lost at DePaul.
And, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. You lost 6 home games.
Or as KP would call that, a good season.
Yeah, Texture, we need to do whatever we can to get Greg McDermott. Man, if there's a guy left in the tournament that's looking at the job here, man, I don't know. Texture, I'm looking for the homeless guy behind the Moby Dick to take the job. It's good.
Are they even trying for Jerome Tang anymore?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. Texter, Woodlock says, sorry if you're 6'5", you're never going to be a jockey. Yeah, that's peak. It's fantastic. I'm sorry, you're never going to be a jockey. Tallest jockey I know, by the way, and I'm totally blanking on his name. I can see his face. He's like 5'10". I don't know how guys that tall stay at 105 pounds. It's pretty incredible, frankly. But man, oh man. All right. Hard exhale so that I can finish the show. Apologize for that. Were you surprised by the Cal news? I was not.
No.
Do you have expectations at all for next year? And will he be able to pull the magic trick and get people excited for next season?
Oh, I have expectations because this is Kentucky basketball. You're supposed to have expectations. Fair enough. I expect when you sign as many McDonald's All-Americans as they're going to sign, I expect you to be a top 10 team, worst, top 5 possible. I expect Kentucky to be Kentucky. They're supposed to be the gold standard of college basketball. The expectations don't change just because the last 4 or 5 years have not been great. We always say over in Louisville Sports Live, the standard is the standard. Well, the same thing applies to Kentucky. The standard is the standard. This is the preeminent job in college basketball, and it's time to act like it. But do I think they can get the fans excited? Probably not until the NCAA tournament. Not unless they just run through everybody and have a dominant season like the 2012 team. Unless that happens, not before the NCAA tournament, I don't think people are going to get all that excited about it. I don't think Gandolfo's getting sucked back in. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear, and I only got to listen for a few minutes, but Anna Torello, for example, who I consider to be BBN, Homer, whatever, as much as anyone, and I'm not, by the way, not a criticism, just a fan. Even she's like, yeah, I'm out. And that's a little surprising on that end, I guess. Texter, newsflash, if they are still coaching this time of year, they're in a better place than Louisville. Yeah. Texter, please tell me why Shaheen Holloway isn't being talked about at all. I don't know.
He has been lately.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's a zero. Texter, I'm kind of joking about it, but do you think the whole drama with Bob Schertz in May had a hand in Josh not coming here? I don't know how those things play out totally. But it doesn't help. I would say that. I think that's absolutely fair to say. 738. I can't read that text, but it's a good one.
I'll read it.
It's a good one. Well, you can read it. You just can't read it over the air. Literally, you can't read it over the air. It's a good text, though.
Oh, no, it's a great text. Yeah. He's not wrong.
Texter, does Tim Sullivan's report from the St. Louis Dispatch from an SLU source on keeping commitments make us think it's shirts? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it needs to be said over the last couple of days. Tim Sullivan has done a really good job, right? Yes. I thought the Bozich article yesterday was really good. And I think what Tim Sullivan's been doing lately to actually check in with people has been really good. And so I wanted to at least say that out loud, because he's actually going and finding, you know, the real leads on these things, which I appreciate, because at this point, that's all we have is guys like Sullivan digging into these things.
A great pull from Locke back in the day of get a better dog. You saw that? You see that tag? Yeah. Get a better dog.
Get a better dog, 100%. My God, yes. It's one of the great sounds of all times. Bloom off the rose, get a better dog. He didn't do a good job.
Beautiful dogs.
He didn't do a good job.
He didn't do a good job.
They're all goated sounds.
Yeah. How is St. Louis about to get a coach before Louisville? Nothing against St. Louis.
Abdur Rahim is the dream. I like that Abdur a lot.
Oh, if we're gonna have to good hashtag. Right,
gonna have to.
I like that better. Mix the pick. That's for
way
sure.
Better. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Would you take Mick Cronin at this point?
Look, Mick Cronin has been to a couple Sweet 16s, went to a Final Four just a few years ago. I know he's prickly and all that, but his track record is pretty good.
We've gotten to that point.
Like, why are we? I know everybody was sour on Mick Cronin just because that guy spammed us with Mick as the pick. That's probably if that didn't happen, I think more people would have warmed up to Mick Cronin. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
But when you spam people enough, then they just don't want to hire that guy out of spite.
Oh man, I don't know what to do with that. I appreciate you texting the show though. 437-968 at TPS Jeff's text line. I do want to get into this why Dusty May went to Michigan thing at some point, because at some point we have to talk about what these jobs are and what they look like to dudes like Dusty May going forward. I think that really does matter. The other part of this, by the way, reminder, we will have Ben Roberts' usual spot tomorrow at 10:20. We'll talk all things Cal and UK and what his expectations are for coaching staff, returning players, etc. I might ping Ben, Zach, just so you know, to see if he can do two segments tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I think there's enough meat on the bone for him to hang out for 40 minutes.
I think so.
Yeah. And so I'll ping him and ask him if he'd do a Twitter space last night. He wasn't available, but we'll try to get into that for a little bit of an extended amount tomorrow, because I think the stuff, obviously we're watching U of L because that's the most interesting story right now. But the thing with Cal and how hard it's turned negative,
how quickly it's happened,
is very fascinating, because he committed the sin you couldn't commit, which was he had an incredibly likable team that people really loved, and they didn't win.
And they,
they won nothing.
Yep.
Regular season, postseason, literally just none of it.
And people embraced this team and wanted to embrace them going far.
And they wanted to trust that it was going to
win. We know that this team
included Gandolfo. We said it today.
We all know this team had championship capabilities. And what did we say all year? They're either going to lose in the first round or they're going to go to the Final Four. Well, guess what? They lost in the first round. You can have an upset. Calip and Gandolfo said that too. You can have an upset. Everybody gets upset in the NCAA tournament. But Duke lost to Lehigh and they lost to Mercer. Yeah. Stuff happens. But Coach K was winning
championships. Michigan State had a loaded Middle team Tennessee, with a two seed and they lost to Middle Tennessee.
That's which was a very underseeded team. I remember that.
Well,
year.
That too, yeah.
But the fact is, you win championships, people forget about that. You cannot have it happen multiple times where you're losing to Oakland and St. Peter's. You just can't.
Tang and Musselman now moving up the betting lines for head coach here, and that is coming from our guy, Kevin. So there you go. Texter, made in Michigan is simple. He didn't want this mess, and who would? Remember, it's broken more than we know, and maybe it is. That's funny.
He might have been right. People don't want to jump on the Titanic.
I'm becoming increasingly critical of Josh Hurd. He hired Kenny, retained him too long, and now is seemingly falling flat on the next coach. If you are frustrated by this search, I think that is a completely reasonable way to feel.
Oh, I know 100%. Our guy Rummage across the hall is very frustrated. No question. And he should be.
If you missed any part of the show, go back to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. I opened talking Bob Huggins being on Jerry Eves' show this morning. So if you're interested in my take on all of that and where the search is at, it's available there. All of our shows, by the way, at ESPN Louisville, available at the Podcast Center as well, whether they are part of our local programming from 7 to 6 or if they are part of our extra programming, including things like the Kentucky Racing Spotlight. Texter, uneducated guess on Dusty May. He wanted a job, but his family got harassed and made him reconsider. Man, I don't know about that. I really don't. Texter, the negativity for Cal has been festering under the surface for years now. It's just waiting. It's just been waiting to go full court press. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I think that is really a real thing. Crawford's now mentioning WKU's Lutz. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Steve Lutz has been thrown out there.
It's a good text, 989. I appreciate you texting. It's a tweet that I can't read. And it's good. It's about Patino's and withdrawing and those things.
Oh, so they said Caitlin Clark gets $5 million to play 8 regular season games, 2 playoff games, and she would also still be allowed to play in the WNBA.
Oh, it's a no.
So then there's no decision.
A zero brainer. Yeah. Pat Kelsey had better have a $700,000 buyout tops for UofL to fire him in whatever contract he signs with UofL. Especially if he has no representation, right?
Oh, boy. That's right.
Yeah, well, there you go. Mercifully, the show has come to an end today on a hump day edition of Rabot & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. His name's Zach Cantrell. I'm Louis Rabot. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and we certainly hope you'll hang out with the show. Ben Roberts at 10:20, Jay Davis at 11, obviously coaching search stuff, and much, much more as we get into the Sweet 16 games as well. Like I said, 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be here. How about you are, too? Have a great day, everybody.